All right, fam, special guest. It is Tyler Scott, wide receiver from Cincinnati, future NFL guy when I'm talking to him. And Cincinnati, would you want to get picked by Cincy? Is there, you know, do you have a place that you can say I would like to play there, or a quarterback you would like to play with?
You know, it's funny. I actually visited Cincinnati today. On a kind of an official 30 visit. I was there this morning.
Nice.
You know, real cool staff. You know, got to meet a lot of the players, a lot of the coaches. Talked to the owner, Mike Brown, and Zach Taylor, head coach. So it was really good. So like the atmosphere there, like the coaching staff. So, you know, who knows?
I'm a Ravens guy, so I'm rooting for less talent in Cincy because they got dogs out there. But man, you would see a lot of single coverage and catch balls from Joe Burrow. That wouldn't be the worst situation.
No, for sure. And to kind of piggyback, I mean, I would say I was a Ravens guy, and I guess I can say currently I still am, but that's really because of Lamar Jackson.
Yeah.
I'm a huge Lamar Jackson fan. He's been my favorite player since I was in high school.
Let's
go. So, you know, we'll see how that pans out, but I don't know.
I mean, maybe he'll be in Cincy next year. Who knows at this point? I do have to say, though, have you had Skyline Chili?
I have. I've had it a few times. It's not bad.
That's what someone who plays in Cincy, who was at the facility this morning, says. It's not bad. I had it. I actually agree. It's not bad. But the fact that it is the thing in Cincy is a little concerning to me.
Yeah, I don't know. It's not terrible. I see what they're trying to do. But I don't know. If I had to rate it, I'd give it a B+.
Okay. What would be an A+ in your book?
An A+? It wouldn't be a hot dog. I think that just kind of, leaves them out of the A category.
Yeah.
What's
your favorite
food? My favorite food. I'd probably have to go with probably some type of fish, or maybe like lobster. I love lobster.
Okay. All right.
Yeah, love lobster. It's a really nice spot in where I'm from. It's called Funky Truckeria. I think it's only based in really Norton, Ohio.
You're telling me that really, Norton, Ohio is really good lobster?
They have a really good taco place, which they actually serve like a lobster. It's like a fried lobster taco, and it's so good. I can't wait to go back to actually have it. But really good taco place there, Funky Chuckeria. Shout out to them. So
nice. Okay, you know. Are you gonna watch the draft up back home?
I'm still in the process of kind of figuring that out, exactly what I want to do. I know I'll be in Ohio. I just don't know if I'll be in either Cincinnati. I have quite a bit of family here in Cincinnati, or back in Akron.
Norton. Okay, that makes sense. Yeah. I'm reading here that, well, you know, whenever they talk about speed guys, and you ran a 4.44 at the combine, that's pretty fast. They say he's got track speed, but you actually do have track speed. You qualified for the Olympics, the Junior Olympics, when you were 9?
Yeah, no. So I had been running track since I was like 6 years old. I've been running AU track. My dad, he was one of the coaches. He coached shot put and discus, but he was part of the coaching staff. And so got me into running, loved it. So I used to compete with, you know, people all over the country, really. And when I got to around age 8, 9 years old, I really started to, you know, kind of pick up some speed. And, you know, I made it to the districts. And then into the regional, so you're facing, you know, people from, you know, kind of the Midwest area as far as states. And then if you qualify and you get top 4, you get to move on to the Junior Olympics. And, yeah, when I was 9, that was the first time I ended up going, and went to Iowa, Des Moines, Iowa, and did really well. Ran the 400-meter dash, and I was 4th fastest in the nation that year in the 400.
Wow. Were the 3 faster than you? Did they go and do anything, run college track, run in the Olympics or anything?
I can't distinctly remember who the guys that were that beat me. Actually, I think one of them was Jamison Williams.
Really?
I distinctly remember him being really good coming up in AAU, even past that age, you know, 9, 10, 11, 12, 13, 14, growing up. So, you know, he was a person that I seen pretty much consistently every year at the Junior Olympics. And, you know, he did so many different events, the 100, 200, 400, did the hurdles and long jump. So, you know, he was one of the guys that I distinctly remember growing up, that continued to run.
All right. Well, I guess the NFL scouts thought he was pretty fast, and
Yeah, yeah.
now he's in Detroit. So let me ask you then, when these guys in the league are fighting over who's the fastest, and I think a lot of people like to say Tyreek right now, it used to be D-Jax maybe. Are you like, no, I'm in that category?
Of course. You know, I guess how would you want to measure that? Are we just gonna go out and race? Are we just going off game speed? Are we going off of just the eye test? You know, I guess, you know, I guess it depends on who's judging, and I guess what category we're going off of. But no, I definitely like to put myself in that category.
Do you think you'll be the fastest player in the league next year?
Ooh, that's tough.
And all right,
I think
let me
I could.
frame it in on a track. Like we get on a track. No pads, no route running, just on a track.
We get on a track and run. Interesting. Ooh. So people like to say Tyreek Hill is the fastest in the league right now. So to do a
Yeah.
comparison, so he ran maybe about
Yeah,
2 weeks
didn't he just
ago.
run?
Yeah, he just ran indoor. He just ran about 2 weeks ago, and I want to say he ran a six. I don't know if it was a 6.6. Something like that, maybe 6.6, somewhere around that area, maybe a high 6.7 or low 6.7. When I was in high school, my going into my senior year, right before outdoor, I participated in indoor track for the first time in my high school career. That year, I almost broke the state record, which was 6.74. I ran 6.77 as a senior in high school. So
So,
that's just I'm not saying, you know what I
right, you're
mean,
not saying anything, but
but. But just to give a little comparison of, you know, where I was at there in comparison, you know, when I was in high school at age 17, 18 years old.
okay,
So,
all right.
but yeah, I don't know.
We'll let the people decide, how to take
For
that
sure.
one. So
For sure.
you and Trey, you guys obviously played together in college, but
No.
you played together in high school as well?
No, so we didn't play together in high school. That's kind of when we
Gotcha.
split. We grew up together. So we met during track. So really the year after I was ranked fourth fastest in the nation that year, going into that next year, Trey came out to run for the track team. And so I remember the first day I met him, he was wearing this yellow football jersey with these like blue shorts, these baby blue shorts. And you know, I had some friends on the team. We had mutual friends on the team, but we didn't know each other. And you know, they were telling me like, hey man, you might have some, you know, some competition. This dude, he played running back for us, he's fast. And I was like, yeah, whatever. And so I distinctly remember that day. We raced each other. It was a 100 meter dash. We raced each other and we start, we go, we finish, and we ended in dead tie then. And from that point on, we looked at each other and we're like, okay, all right, you know, we might be able to work something out here. And so you know, ever since then we've been competing against each other. Grew up running together. Our families got real, you know, real close, real tight. We ended up traveling all over the nation. You know, going to Iowa, going to Virginia Beach, you know, Texas, New Orleans, Michigan. You know, all these different places. We used to get a mini or a rental van, just hop in the van and we would just drive. We would
Nice.
go, and then we compete against, you know, kids all over the nation.
Did you get a van because you didn't want to fly?
It probably was because the band was cheaper, honestly.
Okay. All right. No, because I know like John Madden, his whole thing was he wouldn't fly places. And I'm always like curious because my brother hates getting on airplanes. I know other people who hate airplanes. And I'm like, if you're playing now at any level of athletics, like you got to be comfortable getting on a plane at some point. And then you just saw like the Clippers talking about their plane got hit by thunder. That shit was crazy. So I wasn't sure if that was for any other reason.
It was just probably just because it's cheaper. You know, but I mean, it took me a while to adjust the planes. Growing up, my biggest fear was the plane crashing in the water. That was kind of my biggest thing. So you know, I used to always, you know, psych myself out every time I got on a plane because I'm like, oh gosh, we're gonna crash in the water, I'm gonna drown, the sharks are gonna eat us. You know, I was very
Wait,
dramatic,
so
you
your
know.
biggest fear was not the crash, it was actually being eaten by the sharks after you crashed in the water?
I have a very, I don't want to say obsession, but I have a very high interest in sharks for some reason. growing up. I used to love watching Shark Week. I love the movie Jaws. So I love watching, just kind of shark movies and things of that nature. So I don't know. And whenever I got on planes, I was always had a huge fear, like, man, we're gonna go over water and then we're gonna crash, and all the sharks are gonna eat
That's funny. All right. That's good to know. It's good to be open with people though, 'cause you'd be shocked at how many people like definitely feel the same way or can align
Yeah.
with those feelings. So, I always encourage people to share that stuff.
For sure,
So,
yeah.
I know that you're not going to tell me if I ask you where you would like to get drafted. So, I'm going to ask you, where do you think Trey would fit best? Who should draft him?
Who should draft Trey? There's a team out there that should draft Trey.
Is there a certain quarterback that fits his game well, a certain offense, or even a team that needs a wide receiver really, really bad?
I think the Chiefs fit him very well. Just kind of schematically, he kind of has that Tyreek Hill comp, for sure. A guy's gonna catch the ball and get the ball in his hands, he's gonna fly. I've never seen him get caught before. Probably the fastest dude I
Except by
know.
you. Except by
Say
you. Except by
it
you. Well, not caught,
again.
but same speed, same speed.
No, I mean he's one of the I mean probably the fastest guy I know. I've watched him since he was little, and coming him up, I've outside of me, I've never seen anyone beat him. So, but
So
yeah, no, he's a blazer.
you just want to give him Patrick Mahomes. That you must really be best friends with him, because I got some friends and I wouldn't be like, yeah, go play with Pat. That's a great situation. Did
Yeah.
you end him squat 600 pounds?
Yeah, we did. It was our so it was that summer, this past summer of the season, going into my junior, going into his senior year, we put up 600.
So you got the speed and you got the squat power. And you play wide receiver, so I assume you got the hands too.
No, it actually took me a while. I wouldn't say it took me a while, but it was a little bit of an adjustment because growing up, I played running back. I played running back from when I was 8 all the way to my senior year in high school. And I didn't start playing receiver until I got to college. And so, it was a pretty different adjustment because, at running back, you're used to seeing like 8 guys in a box, and it's more reactionary. You get the ball, it's just kind of like, okay, all right, that's kind of where the hole is at, this general area, and it was just pretty, instinctive. And then moving out to receiver, especially at the college level, it's a lot more thinking. You're basically another quarterback. You go from seeing 8 guys to now you're looking at maybe like 3 guys. I will say, like, when you're running after the catch, it does feel a lot, I guess, say better because you're not having as many tight windows, I guess I would say, as you're playing running back. So, it's definitely a little bit of an adjustment, but I love it though.
So, based off what you can see of me right now, which is pretty much just my top half, I played soccer my whole athletic career, except for 1 year, 8th grade. I played running back. Based off what you could see, who do you think my running back player comparison would have been?
Your running back player comp.
Like who, what running style do you think I had?
What running style do I think you had? If I had to take a guess,
And
how tall
I'm
you
flexing really hard right now,
say you?
just so I don't get mislabeled.
So wait, how tall are you?
Well, that's what I'm saying. I'm not giving you all that information.
Okay,
It's
okay, okay.
just based off what you can see.
Based off all I can see. All right, so you seem like you're maybe a little lengthy. Maybe got some height to you. Slimmer frame. I'm
Even
gonna
with the
go old
flex.
I'm gonna go old school for you. I'm gonna go with a Eric Dickerson comp.
Wow, that is, you are a nice person. My first career carry went for 10 yards. My parents were going nuts and I didn't get hit. I ran for 10, ran out the sideline. My next 6 carries went for
Oh, that's
negative
funny.
yards. I finished my football career with negative 18 yards. It was,
Wow.
yeah. That's pretty impressive, no?
Negative 18.
Yeah. It was weird. The way our offense ran, it was a dual set. So quarterback in the shotgun, running back on the left, fullback on the right. They would snap the ball to the quarterback, hand it to the fullback. That was like the main play, and then hand it to me if the play was called for me. So, I was starting at a pretty big deficit, but negative 18, that's got to be some type of record. Not many people can say that they broke records.
I don't know. Yeah, that's a lot. I know Barry Sanders. I know when he was, the leading rusher. I think he was also leading the league in, negative yardage as well when he was running. But he ran for a lot as well. So,
I appreciate that. All right. Who would you say your player comp is? I mean, obviously you're Tyler Scott and you have your own game, but who do you model your game after? Who do you study? Who do you like to watch?
Hard to say one guy model. Just based off of kind of my play style, I'm kind of that vertical threat guy. So, Hollywood Brown, he comes to mind, that type of guy. Tyler Lockett, T.Y. Hilton, Christian Kirk, like those guys. Excuse me. Yeah, those are all really good guys. I love to watch CJ or not CJ Terry McLaurin. I think he's a dog. I think he's a leader. I just think he's a little underrated because maybe inconsistent quarterback play, but I just think he's a he's a dog for sure. Love Davante Adams. Davante Adams' release package off the line is second to none. He basically takes the basketball court and puts it on the football field at the line, which is just very impressive because a lot of those things align and match up when you're looking at releases off the line. It's just like playing basketball. If you make a move too close, guys are going to get hands on you. And football and basketball are just going to steal it, So you got to give yourself some space, but you don't want to be too far away.
Did
So
you hoop? Did you hoop?
I did. I hooped in high school. Yeah.
What position?
So I was point guard and two guard.
Okay. And
So I was
who was your basketball player comp?
my basketball player comp would definitely be a prime rest. Russell Westbrook.
No way. That's
Yeah, it would
who people
definitely
say
be
I am. They
really
say that I'm a below the rim Russell Westbrook though.
okay.
So,
Okay. Yeah.
A little erratic, terrible shooter, but will shoot the ball.
Yeah.
And definitely not a high flyer, but Russ. Okay. All right. So we
Yeah,
got it.
no, I was definitely that guy. I was a slasher. So like if I caught so One thing I was notorious for doing was as soon as the team would score, everyone's jogging back. So their back is, towards me. So I would get the ball super quick in, inbound it. And by the time they turn around, I'm laying the ball up, So I would basically beat them down the court before they could even cross half court or just passing half court. I would already be at the rim, finishing. I got so many easy points doing that.
I love that. Take advantage of
Then I,
unset defenses.
oh,
That's the key.
for sure.
That's the
And
key.
then I was also that D guy that, guy that I was gonna take the best player every night. I would face guard. I would play the whole game face guard one guy, shut him down. So I was that type of guy.
Okay. All right. I like that. Russ is a good one. You didn't have to take the Wunderlich test, did you?
I did. I
You
took it
did.
when I was at the combine.
How was it?
Different, if I can say the least. It was interesting. Some of the questions. I think the biggest thing was if you didn't know anything, you just had to keep moving on to the next question. But yeah, it was different.
Perfect, because we have a very famous Snapback Sports Wunderlich test that we've been
Really?
putting draft prospects through for the past 4 years. And, it's really indicative of where they're going to end up in their career. So, this is a high intensity, high pressure test. And I just want you to be prepared for that. Don't, you know, there is no skipping though. You do have to answer every question.
Gotcha.
But if you're ready, let me know.
All right, I'm ready.
All right, let's do it. How many times can you subtract 10 from 100?
Would that be 9 times?
It's one time, because once you take 10 from 100, it becomes 90. It's the only time you could do it. All right, so
What is
now you catch the vibe. Now you catch the vibe. All right, We're just getting started, though. We're just getting okay. started.
All right. But embarrassing.
If no, people have, trust me, there's no way to embarrass. The only way to embarrass yourself is to leave this, which we may or may not have had someone quit before, but you're not going to be that guy.
Okay, cool.
If two is a company and three is a crowd, what do four and five make?
Two is a company and three is a crowd. What does four and five make? If two is a company and three is a crowd, what does four and five make? Four and five makes... I'm going to just have to say, what, a family?
It makes nine. See, we're hitting it with misdirection here. The first question, we're really playing with you. Then we give you the layup.
Oh,
so you got to stay locked in. Next question.
Okay.
The opposite of least is most, but what do you put in a toaster?
Opposite of least is most, but what do you put in a toaster? Bread.
There you go. There you go. There we go. All right. Next question. Where can you add 2 to 11 and end up at 1?
Where can you add 2 to 11 and end up at 1?
This is a good question. I like
where can you add 2 to 11 and end up at 1? At 2 to 11 and end up at 1. Interesting question. I feel like it has something to do with maybe the actual word. I'm stumped on this one. I don't even got nothing for you.
1 o'clock.
2 to 11 end up at 1. 1 o'clock. Wow.
One's a good one. That one's a good. And that one's that tough.
That's a good one.
Because if you're not thinking clock, there's no way you're getting that.
No.
There's
no, just not no at way. All.
All right, next question. Jane's father has three daughters, one named Beyonce, one named Kelly. What's the third daughter's name? So Jane's father has three daughters, one's Beyonce, one's Kelly. And what's the
third? It's Jane.
There you go. All right. Heating up a little. What word in the dictionary is spelled incorrectly?
Incorrectly.
There it is. I feel the momentum. Last question. A man went outside in the pouring rain without an umbrella. Not a single hair on his head got wet. How is this possible? A man went outside in the pouring rain, no umbrella, and not a single hair on his head got wet.
I would just say he doesn't have any hair.
There you go. He's bald. Okay. Well done. So what did you think of that Wonderlic in comparison to the one you took at the combo?
This one was definitely more kind of, I feel like that was more riddles.
Yeah.
In comparison to the Wonderlic, which felt like more math problems.
Yeah. Well, yeah. You don't need math. It's touchdown, 6 points. Like it's pretty simple.
Yeah. I mean, you know, they got their reasons, so I don't know.
All right. Yeah. Talk to me. Tell me what you like to do outside of football. What do you like to do in your everyday life?
Outside of football. Well, first things first, I love to spend time with my girlfriend. Been together for going on 2 years now. So, you know, she's a lot of fun.
Let me give you a tip, because I'm recently engaged as of a month ago. 6 years.
Okay.
I was with my girlfriend. Thank you.
Okay.
And at some point, similar to, I'm sure, the NFL team you'll be on, there's a ring chase. So I know you love your girlfriend. I just want to check in on, are we, you know, we're still in preseason here. Is she actively on the ring chase? You know, tell me where we're at.
Yeah, we're getting pretty close.
Okay. Okay.
Yeah, we're getting close to your status. I'll put it that way.
Wow, let's go.
Yeah.
That's exciting. All right. So outside of hanging with your girl, what do you like to do?
Outside of that, I love to watch movies. Love the movies. Love movies. All
top
different
movie.
Types of movies. All different genres of movies.
What's your top one? Or what's your favorite movie?
Favorite movie of all time, Rocky.
Rocky. Do you Rocky think what's the best three. Movie of all time? Because if you could have a favorite, but if you're a connoisseur and you love movies, like what do you think is the best movie?
Interesting. Good question. So favorite movie of all time is Rocky III. Best movie of all time. Best movie of all time, I'm going to have to go with. I'm going to have to go with Forrest Gump.
Forrest Gump? Really?
I'm going to have to go with Forrest Gump. That's up there.
Okay.
Trying to think. I like Forrest Gump, and I also love Independence Day. I think those are two great movies.
Okay.
Yeah.
All right. Movies. So you're a movies and chill with the girl type guy. And
yeah,
occasionally
yeah,
Russell Westbrook, you like to get on the court.
Occasionally, yeah.
So you're from Ohio. Are you a LeBron guy?
Oh, yeah. Oh, anybody? Yeah, no, of course. Love LeBron James. Favorite player of all time. Greatest of all time. No debate there.
Wait, the greatest what of all time?
Greatest basketball player of all time.
Like behind like Mike and what about, wait, is it true you like collectibles? Is that,
Yes, that would be my third thing there. I just recently got back into sports cards collecting.
All right, I'm going to show you. This is actually sick. You'll appreciate this. I went to the card show in Chicago. I'm also big into cards. And on the way out, I was like, I've never seen a card like this, a piece like this. This is way more than this thing is worth, but I have to have it. It's an Andrew Wiggins. It's a player used from, I think his like rookie sophomore campaign. Yeah. I'll send you a pic later. What do you think about this?
No, that's hard. Is it graded?
Yeah, it's graded. It's a Beckett 9.5.
Wow.
Pretty nice. But my collection, I got some Lamars, but then I collect definitely a lot of basketball. Who do you collect?
Oh man. Well, growing up, I was just kind of all over the place. For sure. I really liked collecting at the time. I loved Justin Verlander.
Oh.
So I used to collect a lot of Justin Verlander at the time. Craziest thing is I used to trade away all my Mike Trouts. I had all like five or six of his rookie cards, and I used to trade them away.
For Justin Verlander, or for like even worse?
I don't even know. Just for regular guys. I just remember distinctly having that 2011 Topps pack and having like five or six Mike Trout rookies. And I was, you know, I was like, yeah, go ahead, take them, man. Now, you know, later down.
Did you have any LeBrons growing up?
Oh yeah, I got a couple. I think about three or four of his rookie cards. I got a couple of his. I got some older school cards as well. I got an OJ Simpson rookie. Who else do I got? I just picked up a Barry Sanders rookie card. I got a lot of baseball. I got Pete Rose. Got quite a few of him. Some Willie Mays. What did I just pick up?
So a real collector. I respect that.
Oh yeah, no, yeah, I'm into it pretty heavily.
So you get your NFL contract. You know, people buy a house, they buy some clothes. Like, you have any dream collectible cards that you would try and grab?
Well, the dream collectible would be the 52 Mickey Mantle.
Yeah,
for sure.
Second contract.
Yeah, second contract. If you know, you know. But that's kind of my dream card. But honestly, that card, and I also want that 86 Flair Jordan.
I got one of those. Not a 10. Not
Do
a
you?
10. But I got.
It's not a 10.
I think I have one in a 6 or 7. I bought it a few years ago before the big boom. And yeah, I mean, as you said earlier, I think the connection was off, the best basketball player ever. So I figured,
You might have misheard me there. You might have misheard me there. Yeah. I'll put it this way. I'll say this. I think he's the greatest basketball player ever, but I don't think he's the best basketball player ever. I think LeBron's the best basketball player ever. I think LeBron is the greatest basketball player ever.
Okay. I'll give you a hot take.
You know what I'm saying?
I'll give you a hot take. My hot take that I say this out loud to people is that I think that Giannis is the best player to ever play. Now, he doesn't have the accolades. He doesn't have the legacy. He's only got one title. But if we were drafting in their prime every single player that's ever played, he would be my first pick in a game of pickup.
Wow.
Yeah.
That's bold. There.
It's bold. But where do you think Giannis is? He's probably already top 20 player. Not by legacy, but like, come on.
I guess you could sneak him in there. I guess I wouldn't be mad at it. I'll put it that way. I wouldn't be mad at it for sure.
But LeBron would be your first pick?
Yeah, LeBron is definitely first overall. Prime LeBron James is better than any basketball player to ever breathe oxygen.
What's prime LeBron for you? Because he had three different special primes.
Yeah, he did. He really did. I think 2012, 2013 LeBron.
Yeah.
Robbed of MVP. Marc Gasol got it. he got MVP, but he didn't get defensive player of the year. Marc Gasol robbed him that year. I think he should have got it. But I think that LeBron is up there. And I also think 2017 LeBron is also up there. Yeah. I watched pretty much every game that season. And I mean, I'll also say this. I don't think anybody affects winning like LeBron does. I mean, if you look at every team he's been on, they go from non-playoff contenders to immediate playoff contenders. I mean, it's wild to think about, but since my third grade year, he had been going to the NBA Finals third grade year all the way to my junior year in high school. He was in the NBA Finals every single year.
Yeah.
Like, no matter what team he had, no matter who was around him, he was in the NBA Finals. And you look at what happened to those teams when he left. They all end up with lottery picks.
Yeah.
You know, the economy goes back down. So, you know, I just think that nobody affects winning more than him. You look at Jordan, who you say is the greatest.
Oh, you've been through some MJ LeBron debates in your day.
He ended up, for sure. You know, he ends up retiring due to his circumstances, and his teams make the playoffs still.
You're not wrong.
LeBron, he leaves those teams, and those teams are nowhere near the playoffs. So.
Do you think the Lakers could win it all this year then?
For sure. I think, you know, they're getting back healthy. They're starting to catch a stride. Austin Reeves has really stepped up and shown that he's a player. LeBron's getting back healthy, back from his ankle injury. He looks good.
Yeah.
AD probably had the best month of basketball in his whole career this past month. So things are looking up for sure. They did take a tough L last night to the Clippers, which is like, I think they said it's like 11 straight they lost.
Yeah, the Clippers love playing the Lakers. Clippers.
I mean, I don't know what it is with them, but
I'm a Knicks guy, and we play the Cavs. Okay. So, are you a Cavs guy or just a LeBron guy?
Just LeBron guy. So, you know, I grew up a Cavs fan. I'll say this: I grew up a Cavs fan, especially because of LeBron.
Yeah.
Then when LeBron left and went to Miami, I was obviously a LeBron fan, but I did also keep up with the Cavs because I loved Kyrie Irving when he first got drafted, and you know, loved watching him, loved watching the Cavs. But you know, after he left, well, then they joined back up. LeBron was there, but now recently, I'm not, you know, really into the Cavs anymore.
Yeah.
I'm just strictly wherever LeBron goes, I go. You know, I'm rooting for that team. You know, I've been a Cavs fan, I've been a Miami Heat fan, and now I'm a Lakers fan.
Okay.
So so focus fan, I guess they call it.
There's plenty of LeBron fans out there, and look, I'm Lamar Jackson guy because I'm a Ravens guy, but if Lamar ends up leaving, I'm going to start watching Lamar Jackson wherever he's playing, and you never know.
Yeah.
You know?
Yeah.
You never know.
I will too.
Well, Well, I appreciate your time. Really excited for you going into the draft and maybe some other big things on the horizon that we won't speak about just in case someone's listening to this podcast. Shout out your socials so everyone can give you a follow.
Yeah. So follow me on Instagram at TylerScott21, three underscores. And then follow me on TikTok as well at Tyler_Scott21. And you can also follow me on Twitter at TylerScott21, three underscores as well.
What's your favorite platform?
My favorite platform.
Because I saw you're starting to put a little work in on TikTok.
Yeah. No, I started to get on there. I love TikTok. It gives me a lot of great laughs. I probably check in on it maybe once or twice a week. And, I'll get on it for like 2 hours and, you know, go into my own world on it. But, no, I love TikTok. It's really... I go on there for the laughs, really. It's a fun app. I love Instagram because, you know, it's a lot more personable. You know, you got all your friends and, you know, family and stuff on there. So I like that aspect of it. I also love Twitter, though. Twitter, that's a close one for me.
Twitter's funny, man.
Twitter's fun, man.
Also,
it's funny.
If you're on NBA Twitter, that shit is hilarious.
Yeah, it's just so much stuff on there, man. It, you know, you can voice your opinions. You see other people talking, and it's just so much stuff on there, man. It's just, you know, it's a great app.
Awesome. Well, make sure you guys follow Tyler on all the platforms. I'll definitely be doing the same. And best of luck to you on this next journey.
Man, I appreciate it. I appreciate you having me on.
Of course. Thanks, Tyler.